reduce, reuse, and recycle, but not in the medical profession. While recycling has become the aspiration or even the norm in many areas of our daily lives, an operating room is one place where recycling feels a little riskier. Recent studies provide staggering statistics on the amount of waste produced by hospitals on a daily basis. A conservative estimate puts annual hospital waste at 5.9 million tons, while operating rooms account for about 20 to 30% of that total. But there is a growing effort to bring sustainability into the healthcare sector while still maintaining the highest level of hygiene. Laura Wenger is a registered nurse and executive director of Practice Green Health. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The use of individually packaged plastic tools was not always used in medicine. So what led to this current reliance on the single-use medical device?
Past, I think there was some very poor practices around some of the sterilization that was occurring, and infection control issues really were raising to the surface. And we're going back, you know, more than 15, 20 years ago in particular, when it was really at a peak. Many people thought that they had to buy every single device, every single needle, every single syringe, original OEM or original manufacturer device, and buy them individually to help decrease the risk of infection control. Now, as sterilization and more infection control practices have changed over the last two decades, we're realizing that the individual use of all of this packaging is really unnecessary, and the same quality can be completely guaranteed and reassured without requiring quite the same amount of disposables.
Do you have any idea how much that disposable individually packaged market is worth now in the U.S.?
Oh, my goodness. That is an astronomical number, and I don't have specific figures.
Mm-hmm.
There's just been so many things that have contributed to that packaging and the increase in that supply cost. I mean, most hospitals, OR, next to staff salaries, their biggest cost is supplies to run an operating room. And the operating room is usually one of the higher, you know, revenue centers for a hospital due to the procedures performed. So the amount of supplies that an OR goes through is really staggering. And just for an example, I think some of the trends leading towards what we call CPTs, or custom procedural trays and
mm-hmm.
kits used in the operating room, you'll see a big kit, say, for example, a laparoscopy or a C-section kit, for example. You open up the kit, it may have more than 50 different items in this kit, even though that particular doctor for that particular case may only choose to use 15 of them.
Okay, so I guess that's where you go in with your Practice Green Health program. How are you communicating what is unnecessary waste to hospitals and doctors?
Our program really looked at some of the, what I would consider some low-hanging fruit of things that hospitals could do to help decrease their cost, decrease their waste, decrease their risk to staff and patients. One of our biggest offenders, for lack of a better term, is the blue wrap that goes around most of their sterilized equipment and procedures. Sometimes they're wrapped two and three times. And this excessive amount of blue wrap, even though it feels like it's a cloth-based material, it's really a form of plastic. And many haulers, up until fairly recently, were not able to even recycle it. So it would add significant just bags and bags of volume after every single case of nothing but just the outer wrapping. The other thing that we also try to educate and make the hospitals realize, a lot of it boils down to proper waste segregation. And what I mean by that is that you used to think that even if there was the teeniest little speck of anything, it would go into what was called a red bag or a regulated medical waste bag, which are processed very differently and have to be handled with special circumstances by the waste haulers.
This is like a biohazard bag, do you mean?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. A typical red bag waste is like 10 times the cost. And hospitals, we would find when we do some education with them, they were actually having, you know, all the bags in their ORs or in their procedure areas had the red bags. Or they would, worse, they would have these bags next to the nurses' stations, and the nurses were just washing their hands and filling them with wet paper towels.
So how much could they save by doing things differently?
Oh, it's huge savings. We have facilities that are saving, you know, a small amount of money for very little things, and then we have other hospitals that are doing and implementing reprocessing and changing their lighting sources, adding occupancy sensors, and they're seeing, you know, six figures of savings.
Does anything get reused or reprocessed?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of misconceptions around reprocessing. It's not done on site. It's actually sent properly to a third-party reprocessor that's certified and have to go through stringent quality control criteria. What a lot of people don't realize is the original manufacturers, the OEM of a device, for example, they only have to technically do a sampling of maybe 1 in 500 of their devices, for example. They have to be quality controlled to verify that it's sterile and meets certain criteria. A reprocessed device is required that every single device has to be tested. But what would happen is the hospitals say they have 50 of these widgets that they're sending to be reprocessed. They would send them to the reprocessor. They have to verify sterility. They reprocess those exact same devices. Then they can buy it back from the reprocessor for 50% of the original cost that they bought it to start with. So, you know, on small little things like oximeter probes and other stuff that are low dollar amounts, it takes a lot to really see that savings. However, the FDA has approved some much more higher price ticket items, such as, you know, electrophysiology catheters. Some of those single catheters can be over $1,000 a piece.
But at the same time, there is this certain kind of security in watching a package broken open for the first time and a, you know, new instrument pulled out. Should patients have the right to choose whether reprocessed material is used on them, or should we just shift our thinking as hospitals?
Well, and just to clarify and make sure that people understand, when a package is brought back that's reprocessed, it is in a sterile packaging. It's being opened fresh and sterile in front of the patient, just the same way as it was when it was originally manufactured. And most people would never even know the difference. And a lot of the devices are non-invasive, such as, you know, a probe that goes on the outside of your finger. So those things that normally would be a paper or a plastic-based product that were bought originally, they're not necessarily invasive or thought of as being as much of a risk for infection control as something that would be invasive in being inserted, for example.
Laura Wenger, registered nurse and executive director of Practice Green Health. I want to thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
You can learn more about the Practice Green Health Sustainability Initiatives at wordofmouthradio.org. That's where we've also posted links to the studies that document the amount of waste being produced by medical procedures.